Yeah, that's interesting. We asked folks a variety of questions about their reaction to the pay freeze. Honestly, no one is going to say, yes, please come in and freeze my pay. Stop paying me, you know, what I think I deserve.
Right.
But we asked folks if it's necessary, or two, if it's fair. And about just over 30% said, yes, it's necessary. 70% then said, just about 70% said that it is unnecessary. And a lot of the quotes, you know, we received almost 200 pages of write-in quotes to this survey.
Wow.
A lot of which were from angry feds. Several said something along the lines of, you know, balancing the budget should not be on the backs of federal employees. They're just there to serve the people, serve the citizens, and do their job. And their livelihood is really being used as a chess piece.
And
they're very frustrated by it.
And talk about the perceptions about employee morale, because there's some concerning signs there.
Sure. We asked more or less the effects of the pay freeze on agency operations, both in terms of efficiency and overall success on mission. And we're really surprised by a few of these, but overall they think about 40% say that they're going to be less efficient. Almost 50% say that overall their agency will be less successful in achieving their mission. And almost 90% say that morale has been decreasing since just getting word of the pay freeze, let alone it being enacted.
I could imagine. One of the things that has been sort of speculated about, and it's funny, it goes in two directions, but will the pay freeze drive people to say, I'm going to go get a real job or something like that? what did you find about whether this ties into a retirement tsunami?
Well, that's a great question. And overall, 60% of our respondents were not eligible to retire, and 40% were. So we got, out of the almost 1,600 responses, we had a good chunk of folks who are eligible to retire. And of those folks, we asked them, how will this change their consideration on retirement? And we're really surprised that 35.4, over a third, said that they will consider retiring sooner than planned because of the pay freeze. We then asked folks who are not eligible to retire if this will affect maybe a transition into the private sector. And 32%, so just under a third, say that they are more likely to consider moving to the private sector because of the pay freeze.
Those numbers surprise you?
You know, I was expecting maybe 15 or 20% in both accounts, and that, to me, I thought was a story.
Yeah.
Being around a third, I'm very surprised with that, especially when you look at the numbers. According to the Partnership for Public Service, they did a study not too long ago, and it said that over 500,000 current managers in the federal space are eligible to retire. So looking at a third of those saying that they're considering doing so very soon because of the freeze is terrifying when you think of the amount of expertise and knowledge that the federal government is going to lose potentially very soon.
Your surveys also ask folks, again, that morale question. And it seems like that's the big challenge coming out of this particularly for managers, for your readers, for our listeners, is how do you manage people? I mean, already they're operating in this age of austerity, and now you're also being told that your pay is being cut. It makes it, I mean, for a federal manager, as if you didn't have enough challenges, well, now your jobs just became really challenging.
Oh, exactly. And not only on morale, but on recruitment, on bringing folks in,
yeah.
Right? 78% said that it will hurt recruitment at their agency. We had a really good quote from one manager who responded in that category. And he said that the eligible and dedicated to their mission, you're going to lose their expertise in order to beat the clock for the pay freeze. So we're going to lose people and then in turn have a difficult time. You know, how are you going to convince someone who's looking at a private sector job that possibly pays a little bit more or even the same, but they don't have to go to Congress to get a standard, you know, cost of living pay increase year after year?
Yeah, you do these surveys all the time, and certainly some of them, it's like that reaction, as you mentioned in the beginning. If you ask do you want your pay frozen, no, I don't. Leave me alone. but my sense talking to folks is feds don't mind their pay being frozen if it's part of an overall way of everybody contributing to reduce the deficit. Did you see those kinds of comments or in the numbers?
Oh, absolutely. We received, you know, even though 70% said it's unnecessary and,
right.
and over 75% said it's unfair, we did get a fair number of folks who said, I'm dedicated to the mission. If this is for the greater good, you can freeze my pay. A number also said that, you know, they're willing to do their part, et cetera, et cetera. So there are folks who are in that camp. We we just got this data in a few days ago. It's a very, very fresh survey, so we need to do a little bit of digging. I think there is going to be a solid correlation between those folks and their pay. It's my assumption that if you're doing pretty well and if you're making, say, over $100,000, it's more likely that you'll be okay with a 1.4% freeze over the next year versus the someone who's making 60K that's kind of in the field and doing some more of the grunt work and not necessarily paycheck to paycheck, but wants to make more money.
The other part of this that I think that my sense is really this sort of broadsided folks. Yes, their pay has been the subject of debate for really for most of this year. But then all of a sudden you come into work after the Monday after Thanksgiving and the president is making this big announcement about a 2-year pay freeze. I didn't see it coming. I'm not sure a lot of folks saw it coming. So they almost are like, out of left field this came.
Oh, absolutely. Right in the middle of the holiday season. And as quickly as things change in Congress, I don't think anybody can be, completely surprised by this, but it came up at an interesting time and with the all the tax cut situation in Congress right now and things being juggled around, we got a lot of comments that they felt that this did come a bit out of left field and they weren't expecting it necessarily. Also, a lot of folks felt that they wrote in, why doesn't Congress freeze their pay?
Right.
And they may just not understand that they Congress did vote to not take their increase this year, as they typically do. But they're asking for, an overall kind of sharing of the burden to balance the budget. And some of whom feel as though this is appropriate, and a lot of them don't.